The directors of the four largest food banks in Massachusetts are calling on Governor Charlie Baker to develop an emergency backup plan if the federal government shutdown continues into February. Funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, could be in peril. Baker said Monday his administration is looking into offering unemployment benefits to federal employees and contractors who are not being paid because of the government shutdown. He said another top concern is to make sure people receiving SNAP benefits are not left without help. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Andrew Morehouse, director of the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts.
The four food banks of Massachusetts got on a phone call along with our partners, Project Bread, which is a statewide anti-hunger organization, and the Mass Law Reform Institute to discuss the federal shutdown and the impact it's having on individuals who are food insecure, don't know where their next meal is going to come from. In order to kind of come up with a plan to meet the needs of folks who rely on pantries and meal sites for food and the federal SNAP program to be able to buy food at supermarkets because they're eligible for that federal benefit.
And so have SNAP benefits been impacted by the federal government shutdown?
Not as of yet, but the word we're hearing is that by the second part of February, SNAP benefits could be reduced, and by March, that could become a permanent reality if the shutdown doesn't stop. So we are working together to figure out a plan. You know, we know that the pantries and meal sites in local communities that receive their food from the four food banks of Massachusetts could never meet the need of individuals seeking out food assistance because they lost or have significantly reduced SNAP benefits, and that's because Massachusetts receives, you know, over $100 million a month in federal SNAP benefits for individuals who receive them. So we are calling upon the Baker administration to really come up with a disaster plan of sorts, perhaps through a supplemental state budget, to offset the reduction in federal SNAP benefits. That could mean providing state-funded SNAP benefits and more funding for the Massachusetts Emergency Food Assistance Program, which funds food banks to purchase food and get it out to people who need it.
Has the shutdown had a direct impact on the food banks? Because I know you get surplus products and things of that nature through the USDA, correct?
That's correct, and we don't anticipate reductions in food deliveries. In fact, we're seeing extra food deliveries now, which are being paid for by that trade mitigation funding that President Trump approved to offset the trade war with China and the impact that that is having on U.S. farmers. You know, the fact of the matter is, again, between the federal USDA food program and the Massachusetts Emergency Food Assistance Program, there's no way, even with increased funding to address the federal shutdown, could we ever make up for the loss in over $100 million in SNAP benefits that individuals who receive those benefits would lose. You know, again, that's $100 million a month across Massachusetts, and in western Massachusetts alone, there are 150,000 individuals who receive those benefits, which are not easy to get. The Department of Transitional Assistance administers that program, and they review eligibility very, very strictly, and it's a very you have to have income eligibility, which needs to be documented and proven. It's not an easy program to get into, to get accepted, unless you meet the eligibility criteria.
How much is the monthly benefit?
It averages around $230 per household. It's designed to supplement other income that folks receive. And we know, a large majority of SNAP recipients are working. They just don't make enough money. However, the largest number of people who receive SNAP benefits are elders on fixed incomes and children. Our most vulnerable residents in our community. But I must say we really do applaud the Massachusetts Department of Transitional Assistance for the steps it's taking to ensure federal benefits are provided to SNAP households in advance of February, and really coming up with plans to inform households of what they should do and what they can expect without raising undue alarm until we know what's actually going to happen.